This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The ongoing cleanup continues at the two quasi-governmental mortgage companies, Fannie and Freddie, that had to be propped up by the feds during the financial crisis. But a new proposal from a prominent investor, Bruce Berkowitz, to inject private sector cash into the organizations is getting the brush off from the White House, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Under the proposal, a group of hedge funds would invest new private cash and spin off Fannie and Freddie's lucrative mortgage insurance business. That could get them off the government dole. But Christopher Mayer at Columbia University says the government could lose out.
Fannie and Freddie has a lot of portfolio of troubled loans and a lot of past insurance and things like that. That would all be left in the existing entities.
The White House is opposed to the spin-off scheme. Susan Wachter at the Wharton School explains the reasoning.
That we can't be in a position to redo what happened, issues of too big to fail, issues of races to the bottom.
Wachter says investors might again chase high-risk, high-return real estate bets with an implicit government guarantee that they'll be bailed out by the taxpayers again in the next crisis. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.